It is time for the 7:30 Yelp because it's a Thursday and Michael is in the house.
Good morning, Dave.
Hello.
All this extra energy.
Yeah, you're loud.
All this extra energy is brought to you by fruits and vegetables.
Oh, okay.
Part of a healthy, balanced diet.
Yes, it is.
For some people, it's their entire balanced diet. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. The delicious vegan nom noms all over the biggest little city.
Not raw diet, but just, you know.
It vegan. Doesn't have to be raw. It could be vegan. Like, for example, the photo in the cover here on the Weekly Yelp is a vegan granola from our neighbors at Dish Cafe.
Oh.
So, you know, they have some of the best granola in the city.
They do.
Snack, breakfast. I suppose it could be lunch. But most people think like vegan means boring or some other thing. But this whole movement has come a long way in a very short amount of time. And I think that no other business in the city epitomizes that better than the Nom Eats food truck.
Oh.
If you have never found them at an event, I urge you, put aside all of your preconceived notions as to what vegan food looks like and tastes like and go get the buffalo, air quotes, chicken burrito and tell me that that thing is not delicious. Mac and cheese.
Hello.
Cheese.
Yes.
And more air quotes.
More air quotes if you can't see them.
Buffalo chicken, right. Air quoting, and this delicious slaw, and all wrapped up in a tortilla. Oh my gosh, this thing is life-changing, and I can't get enough of it. But Yelper Fairlane V, she talks all about the taco trio that I guess has some crispy chicken, steak, and beans all mixed up. And
these are, this is, quote, steak.
Yes,
quote.
More
more air quotes, more quotes for the steak.
There's going to be a lot of air quotes in this. But yes, so Nom Eats food truck, you can find them all over town. Be on the lookout. Bowl is another good spot for those on a vegan diet or wanting to explore vegan food. Yelper Christina M., she talks about the zucchini meatballs, which have been on the menu pretty much since that place has opened. And again, meatballs,
right,
in air quotes. but you should definitely check that out. And they have other options, too. And Chef Larry Dunning, he's super willing to kind of adjust things. So if you have questions or want to know if something's vegan, just ask. Cafe Deluxe is one of my favorite spots down on Wells Avenue at the roundabout in the old Deluxe Laundry building across from Magpie Cafe. I popped in there after doing an event at Magpie, and my gosh, the goddess salad with, you can get meat at Cafe Deluxe.
If you want.
But the banana ice cream,
really?
That's ice cream.
I don't get
like
it.
Like iPhone, but ice cream.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's made of frozen bananas that are all whipped up with some coconut milk. They top it with fresh berries and this in-house made organic chocolate sauce that they...
Delicious.
Delicious. And vegan.
And vegan.
So also included in here is Laughing Planet Cafe. I mean, they're another great option.
Yeah.
But this weekend, we have a lot of things going on. There is a fun Scavenger Dash 2015 in downtown Reno. You can sign up there. I guess you're chasing stuff all over the city in an urban adventure.
Okay.
This coming Wednesday, September 30th, we have Yelp's Booze School, Whiskies of the World at the Atlantis. So this is $20, gets you a flight of 6 whiskeys, 2 cocktails, and food. All you have to do is RSVP on Yelp.
Okay.
And the Sparks Food Truck Drive-In this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And they are showing none other than...
What?
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
That's right.
All right.
In the amphitheater in downtown Victorian Square.
Nice. And when is that?
That is Saturday, September 26th.
Nice.
So make sure you check out yelp.com/weekly_Yelp and check out yelp.com/events to see what's going on in the community. Look forward to meeting you at something in the future.